Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. So glad you're here. Appreciate you hanging out with us and appreciate your presence and listening to the program. Thanks so much. I'm Bill Michaels. Radio Joe Zinzola across the way. Evan Heffelfinger's here as well. The Bill Michaels Show live from the Team Hochberg Studios. This is my guy David and his team at 56David.com. That's 56David.com. Don't forget, plenty of ways to stay in touch with the program as well. One of them is just simply going to the website, BillMichaelsSports.com. But don't forget to download and take us everywhere on the radio.com app. That is the radio.com app. And it acts like kind of like a DVR. You can listen to us, you can fast forward, you can rewind, go over your favorite interviews, whatever it happens to be. That is the radio.com app for the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Let's do some buy or sell, shall we?
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play Buy or Sell. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Some buy or sell. Radio Joe Zinzola is in the house and he's bringing it. What you got?
Wisconsin is more likely to go deeper in the NCAA tournament than Marquette.
Oh, that's a great question. You know what? I'm going to buy that. Here's the reason why, and I know I'm pissing off a lot of Marquette fans, okay? And to a certain extent, I get it. On the other hand, I really don't care. Here's the reason why. You haven't been able to win in the tournament. As many times as you've been there, you don't win. You're one and done. So it's the Badgers have been there. They've done that. They've won. Now, maybe not necessarily with every guy on this team, but they've experienced winning in the postseason. And so until Marquette wins in the postseason, it's kind of hard to bet with them. I know I think they're going to win a tournament game this year. I really do. But just because if I have to pick one, I'll go with the Badgers. The Badgers have had more luck in recent history in the postseason than Marquette has had. So I'm going to buy that Wisconsin's more likely to go deeper into the tournament than Marquette. Marquette, you win one, you're going to make me a believer, and I hope you do.
Buy or sell.
Ryan Braun's numbers last season were this. He batted .285. He had an .848 OPS, 22 home runs, 75 RBIs. Buy or sell, there's no chance that 36-year-old Ryan Braun replicates that this year.
No, and here's the reason why. They're putting him at first. Anytime you see somebody make a position change, normally that doesn't bode well for their offensive numbers because they're concentrating so much on other stuff. And, I'm going to say it's going to be less. 270, 275 wouldn't be bad. 20 home runs. You take 75 RBIs. I still think he can hit you some doubles and put the ball off the wall in numerous places. But I think the average itself, the OPS itself, probably going to come down a little bit just because they're going to use that experiment of him playing over at first base. He's going to be using muscles he never normally used playing the outfield. You hope that it doesn't tweak something, the back or what have you, or one of the hamstrings or whatever he's had problems with in the past. But I'm going to agree with that. I'm going to say there's not a chance that Ryan Braun... Well, there's a chance, but I'm not going to say Ryan Braun, those numbers he's destined for. I would love to see it, because if he does, and Lorenzo Cain comes back, and Keston Hira hits the hell out of the ball, and you get a little bit more offense, along with Christian Yelich, of course, then you've got a hell of a team. But I'm not going to bet on that. No, I'm going to say that Ryan Braun has a little bit lesser year when it comes to the overall numbers and his offensive prowess because of the position change.
Buy or sell?
Lorenzo Cain bats at least 300 this year.
No, I'm going to sell that. But I'm going to say he has a bounce back year again. 275, 280 would be perfect. You get enough of those guys, you're going to score a lot of runs. But to say that he's going to hit 300 every year, no. I'd love to believe it. Again, if it happens, prove me wrong. That'd be the most wonderful way to wake up at the end of the season and say the Brewers are in the postseason, because Ryan Braun hit 285 and gave you 25 home runs, and Lorenzo Cain hit 300 and gave you 25 home runs, and Christian Yelich gave you 35 to 40 home runs and hit 320. And so, yeah, that'd be great, but no, I'm just expecting consistency. That's what I'm looking for out of this lineup. So for Lorenzo Cain to say that 300 this season, no, I'm going to go with less than that. My over and under would be under. So I'm going to sell on that.
Buy or sell?
The most overrated player in Major League Baseball is Bryce Harper.
Yes! Yeah, now overrated in the sense of overpaid for the numbers that he put up. Now he got it going mid-portion to the end of the season, there's no doubt. He's still a very good player. But I have never been this overwhelming, over-the-top Bryce Harper fan. I just haven't been, because I don't know what it is. I just don't like the guy. He may be a nice guy. His dog may be named Wrigley. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But I just don't think that... I think Bryce Harper has received a ton of praise, and in one season, rightfully so. But you look at the overall numbers, he's not the best player in baseball. He's not even the second best player in baseball. The number one player in baseball, the battle is between 1 and 1A, and that is Mike Trout and Christian Yelich, and Bryce Harper is a third-place player at best. So, yes, he is probably the most overrated player in the game because of the amount of the magnitude of media he gets, the magnitude of his contract, and then you put it in comparison to others' numbers, he's a well above average player, but he's not that. He's not that stratospheric guy, in my opinion. So, yeah, he's the most overrated player in baseball.
Buy or sell?
Chris Middleton is having one hell of a season. Buy or sell? Middleton has a legitimate chance at being on the NBA All-First team. In other words, he's a top 13 player in the league.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever thought of him as a top 13. Put it this way. No, he won't make it because... Maybe it's just because. But he has played remarkably well this season. So, all the names that I had mentioned before, when I was going through that list, when Joel Embiid said he was the best player in the world, that's not even taken into account others that play different positions that play them extremely well. And I went through a list of maybe 10 players that were better than Joel Embiid, and Chris Middleton wasn't on that list. So I'm going to say he a chance, yes, but most likely, if I had to put my house on it, no. He's not going to be considered one of the top 13 this season. But a legit all-star, a legit number two to Giannis, everything you've wanted out of that contract, he is now giving you. And he's on the cusp. Top 20, yes. Top 15, maybe. Top 13, I don't think he gets there. Just my opinion. That it?
That's it.
There you have it. That is buy or sell. That's the way we do it. Agree or disagree. Give us a shout. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, that's the number to do so on the Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. You can find us over on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels. @Bill_Michaels. That's a great question. Is Chris Middleton considered one of the top 13 players in all the NBA? In all the NBA. Before a guy like, say, Damian Lillard or Luka Doncic, Bradley Beal, you know, some of those guys. Kawhi. You know, I mean, you start talking about some of the better players in the league. Is he better than them? You know, I mean, you just go statistically, and Chris Middleton's probably top, what is it, scoring prowess, scoring points per game, I think is what they're going by in some of these categories. He's probably top 15, top 20. But overall, what would you give him? He's solid. I don't know if I'd put him in the top. Like I said, maybe top 15, top 20, but I don't know if he would be overwhelming the top 13. I don't know if he makes it there. 855-830-8648. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
On this fine Friday, we are glad you are here. We are glad you're hanging out with us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Biofuels Association, and you're getting now into the new year a little bit deeper, and you're starting to think to yourself, here comes summer blended gas, all that kind of stuff, and you're like, you know what? Maybe I start looking into that unleaded 88 or E85. If my vehicle says flex fuel on the back or has that gas cap that says flex fuel, or if I've got a vehicle newer than 2001, chances are you can run unleaded 88, or if you have that flex fuel vehicle, you can run E85. You should know that, right? Take a shot. Maybe save yourself a little bit of money. And even if it all breaks even, and you kind of chart your mileage and you pay attention to every nickel and dime, don't forget, when you throw that rock into the pond here in our own state and buy the biofuels, the ethanol, the unleaded 88 or E85, it helps the corn growers. It helps the biofuel plant workers here in the state of Wisconsin. You're keeping the money working in this economy in the upper Midwest, and that's what it's all about. So get all the facts and dispel a lot of the myths. Simply go to abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org. And see for yourself what it is I'm talking about, because it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Abetterfuel.org. Get it out there one more time. So we're talking some basketball. We're talking a little bit about the Chris Middleton question. Is Joe had a terrific question in the buy or sell segment of the program, where Chris Middleton, he's got a legitimate shot at being on the NBA all-first team by the way he's playing. Okay? So when you look at the numbers, okay, when you look at Chris Middleton's numbers, his numbers this year have been quite impressive. They really have been. When you look at points per game and such, Chris Middleton right now is averaging 20.6 points per game. Okay? 20.6 points per game. His percentages have been good. His three-point percentage has been good. Everything that you look at on Chris Middleton, has proven that he belongs here. Now, points per game, by the way, he ranks 25th in the league. Okay? But he's got, from beyond the arc, he's shooting 44.5%. He is shooting from the field 50%. Okay? So when you start looking at this, I mean, come on. When you look at steals and assists, I mean, assists, he's averaging a little over four, almost five a game. You know, he's not turning the ball over at a crazy clip, only about two turnovers per game on average. So his numbers, his positive numbers, if you would take the WAR ranking, the plus minus, his numbers are really good. They're not putting him in the top 13. But he would be 20 to 15 maybe if you take it all into consideration, in my opinion, 20 to 15. But I don't know if he's I don't think he's in that top 15 radius, so to speak. Let's go to Tyler listening to us in La Crosse. Tyler, how you doing today, man? What's going on? Tyler, how you doing? What's happening?
Yeah. Hey, Bill. So, yeah, I heard your question whether or not Chris Middleton is a top 13 player or not. And I'm going to say no, and here's the reason why. The majority of the All-Stars on both teams this year are better than Chris Middleton. Now, I understand some of the All-Stars that are on the team, it's kind of like a popularity contest, but there's a whole list of players on the All-Star team this year who are better than Chris Middleton, Giannis, LeBron, AD, Doncic, Kawhi. I think Brandon Ingram is even better than Chris Middleton. And also, there are a couple players who got snubbed from the All-Star team who I feel like are better than Chris Middleton. Bradley Beal is one of them. I think Bradley Beal is just a hair over Chris Middleton in terms of who's better or not. And for me, I feel like if Chris Middleton is to solidify himself as a top 13 first All-NBA team player, he's going to have to play like he is right now in the playoffs and even better, especially scoring-wise. I feel like you'd have to go for 23, 24 points a game. All right? All right. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks. He drops off. You get on board. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Your thoughts. For Bucks fans, would you consider, because it's a question to say, you know what, how much he's improved his game, the fact that we're talking about this. I kind of tend to agree with Tyler that he's probably not top 15, but his game has gone from top 30 to top 20, right? He's become a legit number two to Giannis, right? That's what you wanted. We're not complaining about the contract anymore. Now, I know, and Mark brings up a terrific point. Mark says, well, this is all conjecture until we get to the postseason, and let's see what Chris Middleton actually does. I understand that. And I don't want to get too far over my skis here, because ultimately that's where Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe, a lot of these guys are going to be judged as to the components and the pieces that are around Giannis. But I think it's it's an explorable question. When you came up with the question, Joe, did you think that he was top 13, that he's on the cusp, or do you think he's just outside the cusp when you asked the question? Or were you just asking the question to ask the question?
No, I don't think he's top 13 in the league.
I don't think he is.
But I think he is having, I mean, this is just an incredible season Chris Middleton is having. And if you just look at, just the bare bone percentages, when it comes to three-point shooting, he's 7 percentage points better than where he was last year. Last year, he was 37% from three. That was one of those areas that I was pretty disappointed in, that he just cannot hit a three to save his life. Great mid-range shooter. I think he's the best mid-range shooter in the game. I'll say that. But when it comes to three-point shooting, that was an issue. He is 44% this year from three. I mean, you talk about a difference there. Huge. Same thing at the free throw line. I mean, he was 83% last year from the charity stripe. This year, he's 90%. And then just from the field in general, 44% last year, 50% this year. And again, we talk about that 50-40-90. It was Malcolm Brogdon last year. Now it's Chris Middleton. I mean, Middleton is just having a hell of a year. He's worth every penny.
He is, and I have not heard, listening to the Milwaukee basketball postgame show, I have not heard anybody recently complaining about that contract. I think Chris Middleton has taken a lot of steps, both on and off the court. And by off the court, I'm talking about listening to him in interviews, the way he talks, the way he conducts himself, the demeanor, the way he's speaking. about so many things that are team-oriented and what he needs to do to continue to get better and working with Giannis and working with Coach Bud, and you go on and on and on. He's saying and doing all the right things. But statistically, when you look at it, the cat's earning the money now. But, again, nobody's talking about the contract. Nobody's talking about the contract. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shot. This one is from Wes. Wes writes in the Wendy's email inbox, when it comes to Chris Middleton, the jury is still out. He has to be the number two to Giannis all the way through the postseason, not just in the regular season. Bledsoe hasn't even been a shadow of himself in the postseason. I don't even know why we're talking about it. That's what we know to expect. Just find depth so you can replace Bledsoe at any point in time. This team will go to the Eastern Conference Finals again. They'll get booted, and next thing you know, we'll all be crying because Giannis leaves this pathetic city and franchise. And that is from Wes. Wes, what the hell is wrong with you? When you say, now, Wes, are you, when you say leaves the city, you live here and you hate the city or what? Okay, please expound upon your comments. So I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt here, but at this point in time, when you say you're blaming the city has done nothing but embrace all of this with open arms. They've embraced the winning. They've supported it. Fans are turning out to the Fiserv Forum. They're going down to the Deer District, the bars, the restaurants downtown. They're all benefiting from it. The Bradley Center is now gone. They're going to start construction over there very soon for some new properties. The Grand Avenue is being gutted and renovated. So what the hell is wrong with you, and what can't you see? And when you talk about Bledsoe, Bledsoe's having a hell of a season too. Middleton has certainly upped his game. I don't expect the Bucks to be bounced out of the Eastern Conference Finals. I think this is a finals-bound team. But to me, the only way they do, quote, get bounced is if indeed they have an injury or two or a substantial injury to a guy like Giannis. Otherwise, nah. I'm excited about the postseason for this team. So why so down? Why so negative? 855-830-8648. 54 Pack says the championship is the only end result that means anything to me. Let me ask you this, and this is another, I think, legit question. When you say that, and that's at 54 Pack, by the way. So when you say that, I get it, because I think there's a level of expectations with how good this team has been all throughout the season. I understand that. But not winning a championship since 1971, where in the hell do you get the right to say that's the only result that means anything? Seriously. How does your level of expectation go from just a few years ago to get a win in the postseason, win a series to anything less than a championship sucks? Where do you get the arrogance? Now, believe me, I think this team, if they get bounced in the first or second round, then yeah, there's some issues there, okay, barring mass injury. But to have that level of expectation to say, well, you went to the Eastern Conference Finals, you got beat, now you got to win it all. You know how hard that is to do? Yes, they have a legit superstar in Giannis, but that's not the easiest thing in the world to do. So my level of expectation is get to the finals. Get out of the East, get to the finals. After that, just give me a lot of hope, give me a lot of good feeling, and hopefully we're having a parade down Wisconsin Avenue over to the Fiserv Forum. But if we don't, and they get to the finals, it's a hell of a year, and everything fell right for them, and maybe they're one or two buckets away, well, we'll figure it out. But I think they got a legit shot, and they are the favorite, in my opinion, by far, to get out of the East and represent the East in the NBA Finals. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. We're going to talk some 76ers basketball. Joe Giglio, Sports Radio 94 WIP, the Whip in Philadelphia. He will join us next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You know, the All-Star Game's just proving that, you know, I'm here. I belong in being the best player in the world. You know, I just intend to just, you know, keep coming out every single night, just play hard, trying to get wins, and, you know, just go out and trying to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the words of Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers is going to be the best player in the world. I don't know if he's the best player in the world, but he thinks he is, and he says it just before he has to come to town to face Giannis Antetokounmpo. Tomorrow night, if you're going to be out and about and you want to watch the game, check out Curly's Waterfront Pub and Grill out there in Pewaukee Lake area, as they got a great place to go and see it. So stop in, tell them we said hi. Go to curlyswaterfrontpub.com. Also, hey, a great product is the Kinetico Water Softening System. I have it in my home. It is fantastic. The biggest thing you'll notice is not only do all the calcification deposits leave the faucet heads, but the water tastes fantastic with reverse osmosis. That's one of the reasons I got it, and I swear by this thing. If you're looking for a water softening system, all you got to do is go to H2O doctors.com and see for yourself what it is I have been talking about. Take your water out to them, as a matter of fact. Get a water analysis. They'll tell you right then and there whether or not you have good water. So Joe Giglio, Sports Radio 94 WIP in Philadelphia, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Joe, how you been, buddy?
Good, Bill. How you doing?
I am well, and we are waiting for this matchup. Now, the Bucks get a lot of teams that are over 500 towards the end of the season. We'll wait and see at what point, if at all, they are able to end up clinching the top spot in the East. But you tell me, is Joel Embiid the best player in the world?
No, he's not. You know, maybe once every 3 weeks he has a game like last night, and you start to see it again and believe that he has that ceiling, but Billy's not. It's been a very weird season for Joel Embiid. The team didn't do him any favors by the way they built this thing with a bunch of basically power forwards around and very little spacing on the floor for most of the season until a recent lineup change took Al Horford and put him on the bench. So it hasn't been a great season for him. I think he's been internally upset that Jimmy Butler is no longer here, was basically allowed to go to Miami and not re-sign with the Sixers. So I think it's been some kind of in his head, some physically, some emotionally. He hasn't been as good this year overall as he's been in the past. He's not the best player in the world. He's a top 10 player, but not quite as good as he thinks he is.
So tell me about this team, how one night they can come out and just look fantastic, and the next night or the next week they don't do anything. And it's a team that I just have not been able to figure out all season long because there is so much talent there.
Yeah, I think it's a couple things. So one, their best players really haven't taken enough of a leap forward. I think beyond all the little things like fit, I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, Joel Embiid has not been better this year than he's been in the past couple. And while Ben Simmons has improved in some areas, I think he's a better defender. He's more a little bit more aggressive. I mean, he's still basically the same offensive player refusing to take a jump shot. So when your two best players are the same, you're either going to be the same or you're going to stagnate. And that's kind of been what they've been. But Bill, the other aspect, and you'll probably see it tomorrow night, as we saw a couple weeks ago when the Sixers were in Milwaukee, you could basically pick the outcome of the game based on where it is. In Philadelphia, they are virtually unbeatable. I mean, they are dominant home, as good as any team in the NBA. They're probably ticketed for something close to 37 or 38 wins in Philadelphia. On the road, they're 9-19, and they could lose to anyone, anywhere, including Phoenix or Orlando or Atlanta. It doesn't matter. So, I mean, that's the most obvious thing. When they're home, they could beat anyone, including the Lakers and the Clippers and the Bucks on Christmas. They go on the road, and they're just it's a completely different basketball team.
Why? Obviously, they haven't been able to figure it out, but do they give you a reason inside that locker room as to why? Do they just, you know, they don't have sleep number beds on the road or what? I mean, you got to be able to figure that out at some point.
Yeah, they just shrug their shoulders. I mean, they've been good at home for a while, so the home excellence is not surprising, but the road thing is gone from, you know, they're okay on the road to, oh, no, they're terrible on the road. My perspective is effort. And I just don't see the effort from them on the road like I do at home. I don't know if that is fear of getting booed by us here, which they did last night as they were down to the Nets for a period in that game, or it's just a maturity thing. But the effort doesn't seem to always be there on the road, especially Embiid. He plays his best basketball at home, and on the road, when things go bad, he seems to cower a little bit.
So about the rest of this team, as far as they stack up against the Bucks have been kind of the gold standard in the East all along this season. It seems like they've learned something. Now, we'll wait and see when the postseason gets here, but they've learned something from last year. How far away do you feel Philadelphia is to where the Bucks are?
They're significantly away, but I do think of all the teams in the East, the Sixers are behind. I just think on a game-to-game basis, the way their roster is set up, they do match up, okay with the Bucks. Like, considering the gap in record, I don't think the gap in the matchup when you watch the game is that much. I think the Sixers built a team really to try to beat the Bucks with length and to give Giannis trouble. I think that was part of the calculus behind the Al Horford signing. And we saw that on Christmas. I mean, they shot the ball well that day, and they beat Milwaukee in Philadelphia on Christmas. But the part that's hurt the Sixers is Al Horford, who played well on Christmas. We know he played well in the playoffs last year against Milwaukee when he was part of the Celtics. He's been really poor this year, and I believe he's hurt and playing through it. The Sixers really haven't said anything substantial that, you know, it's a serious injury, but he just looks like he aged 5 years in a matter of months. So my guess is Al is not himself physically, and the Sixers really need him to give the Bucks trouble.
I was going to ask you, we're just sitting here talking about Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton has certainly become the number two to Giannis. He's finally got a Robin to his Batman. You've got Bledsoe, who's playing better. You look at the way this rotation has been. They've got shot blockers in the Lopez brothers. They've got guys that can do it from the perimeter with Kyle Korver and Dante DiVincenzo. How do you defend what the Bucks are bringing right now?
You have to just try to shoot. I mean, I think that's the way to beat the Bucks. Like, you have to just have a night or have a series, maybe come the postseason, where you just shoot better than they do. I mean, Giannis obviously is a tremendous player, probably on his track to a second consecutive MVP award. But when your most high-volume player is not a great three-point shooter, it kind of changes the calculus of the game. And if anyone's going to beat them, they're probably going to shoot a lot of threes. I mean, that and just kind of outscore them that way. For the Sixers, they're not that kind of team. But, Bill, I mean, just watching the Bucks all year, I mean, they're amazing. I mean, teams that start with this kind of record, I'm sure you guys have talked about it, very rarely don't at least make the finals. I mean, I'd be shocked at this point if they're not representing the East.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just got done kind of mentioning that I really believe this is the best team in the East, and they should be there. And I'll be honest with you, I think for most people outside looking in, if the Bucks don't end up in the NBA Finals, wouldn't that be considered a disappointment?
Yes, mostly because they're so good. And also, there really is no natural number two in the East. I mean, Toronto's had an amazing season. But you have to figure that not having Kawhi and kind of elevating everyone else that roster catches up to them in a playoff series, I think that makes a big difference. I don't think Miami is ready. I think Boston is intriguing, but also probably not quite there. And obviously the Sixers have their issues. So I don't think there really is a team that could take them down in a seven-game series. If they're not there, likely against one of the Los Angeles teams, I think something wacky happens.
Talking with Joe Giglio from the Sports Radio 94 WIP, the Whip down there in Philadelphia. Hey, I got to ask you real quick, what is the outlook this year for your Philadelphia Phillies?
You know, it's funny you brought that up, Bill, because we've been discussing it a lot. I mean, last year there was a lot of hype heading into the season after the signing of Bryce Harper. They traded for JT Realmuto, and then everything kind of went wrong, and they just flopped. They were a 500 team. They never could get out of their own way, winning streaks, losing streaks, just kind of hovering around 500 all year. And we expected more in the offseason, significant change, adding multiple pitchers. And they really didn't do that. And they have shied away from the luxury tax, which they're right under, which, you know, most teams in baseball try to avoid that now. But there is a concern here in Philadelphia that they're just not good enough, that they're better than last year, and that, you know, Joe Girardi brings some experience to the dugout replacing Gabe Kapler. But I just look at them as in the mix of many wild card contenders. But quite frankly, the projections have them right now as the fourth-best team in their division, which probably is accurate behind the Braves, the Nationals, and the Mets. So they're better, but they're not quite getting the hype we had last year, you know, all things considered.
Hey, one more question. We'll go to football. What are you guys needing in the NFL draft?
Oh, well, wide receiver. I mean, the Eagles
everybody
wide
does
last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Well, it's the year to get it because it looks like an amazing wide receiver class, but yeah, I think the Eagles need to get a young receiver that can kind of build and be part of this thing for a long time. They still have DeSean Jackson under contract. Most of us expect Alshon Jeffrey to be cut and the Eagles to move on from a guy that helped them win a Super Bowl a couple years ago. And they have a couple young guys that emerged down the stretch last year, including Greg Ward, who was the practice squad guy. But they just need a big play, young receiver. I think that's where they're going to go in the draft. But they have about $50 million in cap room, so we're expecting a lot of action by the Eagles in the next couple weeks.
Joe, great to talk to you, my friend. We will certainly talk down the road. Look forward to the rest of the season, and we'll touch base, okay?
Anytime, Bill. Thank you.
Appreciate it, pal. Joe Giglio, there you go. Sports Radio 94 WIP, the Whip in Philadelphia. You can find his stuff at Joe Giglio, G-I-G-L-I-O. G-I-G-L-I-O, Giglio Sports, Joe Giglio Sports on Twitter. Find his stuff there. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, to go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, to go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at ABC Audio Video. Chris and the gang do a fantastic job. Fantastic job. With all that they do, audio, video-wise, I brought them into my house. They've done a ton of work. Go to abcaudiovideo.com. That's abcaudiovideo.com. Stay tuned, because next, you have the new mail. Heads up, plays of the week, right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. How you doing today? Got the new Mail Heads Up Plays of the Week coming up. Hey, I've been telling you for a while about our friends at the Four Seasons Island Resort. They're in Pembine, Wisconsin. They have got a tremendous wine and dine package, a two-night hotel stay. They have got gourmet five-course dinner in the Diamond Room, chef's recommended wine selection with dinner. They've got terrific desserts from Lily's Ice Cream Parlor. You can upgrade your room if you choose to do so. You can include breakfast in the plaza room. There's so many cool things at in Pembine, Wisconsin that you would want to go see. But the Four Seasons Island Resort, specifically in the summertime, too, when they have the golf course open. But right now, I know it's cooler up there. They have snow on the ground, and there's snowmobiling that lands you right there at the Boundary Waters Bar that's in the downstairs of the Four Seasons Island Resort. Call our girl Barb, the GM over there, 715-324-5800. Make a reservation right here, right now. By the way, Pat McCurdy up there tonight, and they have the Wine and Cheese Weekend going on. Still rooms available. So if you're looking for something to do for a quick getaway this weekend, go to the Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin. Go to thefourseasonswi.com. That's thefourseasonswi.com. Or call them, 715-324-5800. That's 715-324-5800. And that's our friends at the Four Seasons Island Resort. Good, good stuff. So there you have it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Coming up in the next hour, okay, I want to get into this. If you're a Bucks fan, okay, now I know we all want our cake. We want to eat it too. We want to smear it around ourselves, maybe on our partners, and go to town. But as this team creeps towards the end of the season, does the 70-win mark mean anything to you? Okay? Just thought I'd ask that question. There you have it. As the nightclub music begins, you know it's time now for the New Mail Heads Up Plays of the Week. Brought to you by our friend at the New Mail Medical Center. Give them a shout over there, 414-455-4451. Number one, Giannis, the alley-oop from Bledsoe. Here it is.
And apparently he's on his way to the Clippers. Giannis is on his way to the rim in Detroit.
There you have it. Number two, Radio Joe.
Dante DiVincenzo continues to improve. Had this beautiful pull-up jumper last night and was able to draw the foul.
Third foul on Wood. Fourth team foul. Dante pulls up. Yes, sir. And a foul.
And one. And then Giannis puts one up. Misses. Gets the board. Puts it back. 4-2. Here you go.
Just over 7 minutes. Giannis stays with it. Dumbaya was on his back.
He got it. There you go. Gets it down. And that is all brought to you by our good friends, Jim Paschke and the whole gang over there at Fox Sports Wisconsin. The Bucks play-by-play. That is the New Mail Heads Up Plays of the Week, brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical. Treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. They have a 98% success rate. That is 98%. And they get it done better than anybody. They can all but guarantee you the help that you need. And don't forget, they also have the all-in-one weight loss program, which, yes, that really does work. Call them 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. And then there is the low T treatments. If you're feeling moody, if you got low energy, low stamina, you know, that kind of stuff, and they can help you out. If you're over the age of 30, it takes you maybe 10, 15 minutes. Go in, get your numbers checked. You'll be good to go. That's our friends from New Mail Medical, the medical experts. Call them 414-455-4451. 5-1. So coming up in the next hour, I want to get your thoughts, because Pat Connaughton two weeks ago, on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, Pat Connaughton, we got into this discussion. He said, look, you know, we want to get to 70 wins. He said, and I kind of started to go, and then he said, but remember, when the Golden State Warriors got to 73, they didn't win the championship. And he said, that's not our goal. Our goal is to win the championship. So if we only get 67, 68, that's fine, as long as we win a championship. And it made me feel good to hear him say that. Because, yeah, you want your cake and eat it too, okay? You'd love to see him get to 70 wins. You'd love to see him win the championship. Do it all in one season, and, yeah, euphoria, and, boy, best team in basketball, how we looking? But, and I had mentioned this, as you get into April, you're playing a lot of teams that are going to be vying and jockeying for position in the postseason, okay? And you may by then have already wrapped up the number one overall seed in the East, or at least you're very close to it. So do you really play all out as if every game, because to those teams, jockeying for position for the postseason could be the difference between playing a five seed or a three seed, you know? So do you really go all out against some of these other teams that are trying to position themselves when you're already the top dog? Or do you start, if you're Coach Bud, worrying about load management? So you tell me, does 70 wins mean anything to you as a Bucks fan? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. I want to start out with that topic when we come back. I want to get into that discussion. Also, the arbitration hearing information started to come out, and the Brewers, well, I'm going to let you be the judge as to what it is rumored came out in the arbitration hearing, and I want you to be the judge. So stay tuned for that as well, because I want to know if I just want your thought. I'm not going to preface this in any way, shape, or form. I'm just going to give you the details, at least what is being reported, and then you tell me. You tell me what your thoughts are, because we're going to get into that discussion as well. There you have it. We got another hour of the Bill Michaels Show yet to go. Stay tuned. We're going to continue on. A whole lot more coming up right after this.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.